Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Asta from Talent Press, 11th Talent Sarajevo. Here I'm joined by Senat Shakmanovic, who is the director of the project called Shirin from the Peck and Pitch. So thank you so much for joining us. Would you like to introduce your project a bit for our audience?
So it's the feature film. It will be my first feature. It's a story about people who moved abroad and after years come back. It's a story about identity, belonging, and other things. In this moment, this topic is very, very interesting. We believe, and we started to work on it from heart.
So the project is called Shirin, a legend from Eastern Europe. Could you please elaborate a little bit on it? Why did you choose this legend?
Shirin is correct pronunciation, but it sounds also good. How you pronouncing? Yeah, it's the metaphor of the, because our main character moved from her country or origins, Montenegro, when the war started in Yugoslavia, and moved abroad. She started to make a new life, new position. She wanted to erase her origins, and this is mythological creature, half bird, half woman, and it's a metaphor of her because she's separated, if I can say separated. Yeah, that's the idea of this, and I think it works also in one moment in previous version of the script. We explain this legend, but maybe now at this moment we thought this scene maybe it's too much explanation, so we will see how we will explain maybe on the beginning, and this if, for example, if someone doesn't understand what's the meaning of the.
So you said that it's a story came from a personal experience. So would you please tell us about your own story?
It comes from the personal experience, my experience as a director and a co-writer and a writer from France, Claudia Bottino. So she moved from Genoa to France when she finished the school. Even if that two cultures are close, like Italian and French, she explained, I didn't feel so good. I didn't feel comfortable with my origins, with this and this. I wanted of this moment I was ashamed and I want to erase this. And she spent maybe 12 or 30 years in France, she living now also, and also for her it's not so easy, even you cannot see this. And for me, my experience is of my brother, who went 25 years ago. I was young, small boy, but when he decided to, when the war started in Yugoslavia, he decided to, he just finished high school and he decided to go abroad. And then when he came back after years, everything was different. Even him, I grow up, the conditions are different. And how to explain, as I said yesterday, he was distant, he was we didn't talk too much about it, but I saw he's a person who doesn't know where he belongs. In some moment he explained this, but it sounds, for me it was a little bit sad.
So how was your experience in the Peck and Pitch program here?
It was not my first pitching. I did a few times, but each pitching is different. Each workshop is different, and the mentors, they have different techniques. So it was very intensive and it was useful. I'm really satisfied what we did, how we edited the presentation. We made a logline, synopsis, and we talk about script, about these things, very, very important. And so it's it was very, very useful. So, but when you're doing presentation, it's just it depends of your personality, because pitching is always kind of acting. It's, you know, you need to represent your project with special body language, with tone of voice, in which part you will explain like this and this and this. So I'm not actor, I'm just director. So sometimes I don't feel comfortable, but the nature of our job is to also to do these things. So I practicing, and I think I'm a good way, and this workshop helped me to make a solid experience about it, about presenting project and also packing.
Lastly, after you finish this movie, hopefully, how would you situate it in the general Montenegrin cinema?
I don't know when I will finish this, because it's a long process of the developing and pre-production and this, but we believe we are on the good way. As a young country like Montenegro, we changed the law about film. We made a new law, modern, and we made a film center, and we had great young directors. Some of them won in Sarajevo main prize for the short films. We are so excited about our new projects, new features. So one of my colleagues working on his first feature, second one also. Another guy and me, we're working on the script. With them. So in the future, we'll expect some films. I think it will be something new from that country. Not because you cannot say something is unexpected, you know, because film exists 100 and more years, but just it will be something fresh from that country, and we believe we are on a good way. I think the institutions such as the National Center recognize our works, and I think we will have support from them. And also it's important to be also connected with other countries, especially in the Balkans, but also in the Europe. So for example, I work with the French producer, the documentary project I'm working now at this moment is supported from Croatian Audiovisual Fund and Montenegrin Ministry of Culture. So the keyword of this is to connections between the people.
Thank you so much for joining us. Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.